talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a sleeper issue that ultimately could be the most important thing facing our government right now. And that is the attempt by conservatives, especially in the gerrymandered Republican states, to convene a constitutional convention under Article 5 of the Constitution and rewrite the whole thing. Rewrite the whole thing. You know, Alexander Hamilton didn't know what he was doing. James Madison didn't know what he was doing. Thomas Jefferson didn't know what he was doing. George Washington, John Jay, Benjamin Franklin, none of them knew what they were doing. These guys know what they're doing, so they say. Here's the way it's just surfaced. You've heard of ALEC, A-L-E-C, ALEC, stands for American Legislative Exchange Council, funded by right-wing Republican donors. They routinely send sheets of legislation to the legislatures and they say, pass it. Sometimes they don't even bother to cross out the name of the first state that passed it. All right, cross out the name and put your own state. That's one reason why we have Right to Work, Act 10. One reason why we no longer have state wetlands protections in this state. Why forever chemicals are getting into our water. This is ALEC, A-L-E-C, American Legislative Exchange Council. Now, what is Article 5? Article 5 of the Constitution basically says, I think it's about 140 words, and it just says that if two-thirds of the states get together and want to have another constitutional convention and do a do-over, that's fine. They can do it. But it does say then that anything they come out with has to be ratified by three-quarters of the states. Now, the first constitutional convention, which gave us our Constitution, gave us our Bill of Rights, didn't go through the three-quarter ratification at the end. But who cares? That's 200 and some odd years ago, and all of the states, there were very few states back then, were for it, and they were basically all at that convention, so no need for a second ratification. However, I'm going to give you the numbers, and they're chilling, about what is going on. There are 15 states with Republican legislatures and governors who have passed the ALEC model. There are nine of them, all dominated by Republicans. It's passed one chamber, but not yet the other. That's 24. 15 and 9 is 24. Takes 34 states to pull this off. In 17 states, there have been bills introduced to do it. And believe it or not, there are another five states that are Democratic states, like Rhode Island and Vermont and a couple of others, who want a constitutional convention for campaign finance reform. The group behind that is called Wolfpack, W-O-L-F-P-A-C. It's run by Cenk Uygur, just like the Uyghurs in China and Afghanistan. Cenk Uygur, U-Y-G-O-R. He's not a good guy. Cenk Uygur was running for Congress as a Democrat in California a few years ago, until some online stuff surfaced about his fantasizing assaulting Paris Hilton. So then they dropped him like a hot potato. If you are a Democrat, do not support a constitutional convention for any reason, including campaign finance reform. You can achieve that either legislatively or through a new Supreme Court when we have a Democratic president getting Supreme Court justices on there, or through a constitutional amendment that has to go through three quarters of the states, but not a constitutional convention where everybody will get together at Mar-a-Lago or in Caesar's Palace or somewhere, and they'll roam around and there's lobbyists and Alec will give thee a new constitution. Paid for by the Koch brother, paid for by Richard Eline, all of these people. And it will be the Alec Constitution. And these clowns, they'll be wined and dined, be lobster and wine, and they'll pass it. Do not get behind that for any reason. Do you understand? Now, we came within one state back in the 60s of passing a motion for a constitutional convention, and that was about legislative reapportionment. And we've had a few close calls ever since. Scott Walker signed us on to it when he was president, and he dominated the legislature, and they passed it here in Wisconsin. Let me give you an idea. If you think that gerrymander produces that, listen to this. At a constitutional convention, Wisconsin will get 10 votes for 8 congressional districts and 2 Senate districts, 10 votes. Under the Walker plan, Republicans would get 7 of the 10. They're already gerrymandered as it is, but they would get 7 of the 10 because the governor would get one. Majority, the speaker would get one, the head of the Senate would get one, there would be others, and Democrats were allocated 3 votes. So you would go to a constitutional convention at Mar-a-Lago or in Vegas, and gerrymandered legislatures would have demanded it, backed by Alec, which is backed by the Republican donors, and even there you'd be further gerrymandered. And then you compare that with Jefferson, Madison, Hamilton, Washington, Franklin. This is frankly disgusting. Now, a couple of things the Supreme Court can do. When it comes forward, there's nothing in this convention entitlement under Article 5 that specifies that you even have to say what it's for. So when you get there, there's some people that are going to put in a ban on abortion, something on guns, something on the First Amendment. They'll have the First Amendment. They'll say, except that nothing in this amendment shall be construed to bar X. The Fourth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizures, comma, except nothing in this can be construed to bar Y. They'll screw up the whole thing. And it's worked very well for us. It's worked very well for us. What the Supreme Court could do is say, well, first of all, you can't have kind of rolling passage on this thing. You can't, if 34 states take 50 years to do it, you have different cultures, different legislatures, different ideas, different historical events. You can't just say, therefore, they get a constitutional convention. Secondly, you have to say what it's for. The problem is the one that they want is a balanced budget amendment. Sounds great, except that they will then pass a massive tax cut, $2 trillion. Then they'll say, we have a constitutional obligation to balance the budget. So we have to cut out $2 trillion somewhere else. What could that be? Oh, I know, Medicare. I know, Social Security. It's a way of just eliminating Social Security, Medicare, okay? The balanced budget amendment, the last guy that balanced the budget was Bill Clinton in his last term. We had a surplus. And the Wall Street Journal blasted him for it and said that that was bad fiscal management because you want a little debt. There's no end to hypocrisy on the right. If you don't understand that, you really don't understand our government. So 15 have passed the Alec model. In 9, it's gone through one chambers, that's 24. It's been introduced in 17 others. And there's a clown group, Wolf Pack, that somehow bamboozled 5 Democratic states to do it. Rhode Island, Vermont, a couple of others, I think New York. I don't know. Do not do it. Do not be bamboozled. Do not do it. If we open this up, there are no guardrails on this thing. There will be people introducing all kinds of resolutions. A Republican Supreme Court may not block it. And then you're in the circumstance, frankly, that George Washington was in and the others. You know, when the English imposed taxes without representation and did all of this, they didn't do it in a clumsy fashion. They didn't just sort of stick it down your throat. They made it look legal. They made it look legal. The people that are cooking the 2024 presidential election only have to do it in six states. They don't need to pay any attention in New York, California, Alabama, Mississippi. We know what's going to happen. They need to do it in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. And they don't even need to do it in all of those. They have anonymous lawyers, well paid by the ALEC people, with briefcases going in. You can steal more money with a briefcase than a gun. And they'll say, well, because of this rule and that rule, and gerrymandering is okay under the Wisconsin Supreme Court, presto, here's what we have. Voss will count the votes. People like Voss will count the votes in other states. And there'll be a constitutional convention. And you'll sort of have First Amendment rights, but they can be restricted. And you sort of have the right against unreasonable searches, but they can be restricted. Don't fall for this. Be aware of what is happening. Be aware of what is happening. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.